Next up, my dude, Wookie, is coming through to take this shit up a notch. We got a mix of pretty much everything funky and cool and weird. One of the reasons I love you, Chris, is because you always, always surprise me, man. Like, this artist is so dynamic. I'll just let him speak for himself. Chris, Wookie, how are we doing?
What's up, Fresh?
So tell me, other than waiting for me to finish our collab, what have you been doing during quarantine?
Well, I'm working on an album right now.
Oh my God.
Signed to Hard Records.
Woo!
And just been basically taking care of myself, hanging out with my girl, my dog, and really just trying to work as much as possible because that's what gets my mind off this whole situation.
Dude, you have been a workhorse and you've been pumping out more material than most people I know. Your edits are insane. Instead of asking you another silly question, I wanna loosen you up right now. I know that you and your pal Nitty Gritty have just been on a tour, and you guys have the craziest dance moves. So I want you to impersonate Nitty Gritty right now with the dance moves. Give me 5 seconds of Ricky Nitty Gritty dancing. Let me see it.
This is my favorite Nitty move.
All right, let's go. My dude. Okay, I loved it. Chris, Wookie, one last thing. I want you to plug a brand new artist that you found that you love right now.
Let's see. I'm gonna plug Rem-K. Woo. He's making some crazy shit. There's like a little hotspot group of these trap guys.
How do you spell that for the people?
R-E-M-K.
There you go. R-E-M-K for all you people in the chat. That's Wookie's pick. We got Rem-K. Dude, thank you so much. We're stoked to see you play. We're stoked for your album on Hard Records. Everybody out there, this is Wookie.
Let's get in there. Let's go.
Wookie. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Don't push me. I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Don't push me.
Laser beams. Ghost Laser Beams. Laser beams.
The Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Your drumstick and your
you have a drumstick, and 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 your brain stops sticking.
Bam, 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 bam
Finish our tour, but I love that guy.
Use her buns for fun, buns for fun, buns for fun. Use her. job.
From the pack, you throw it from the pack, you throw it from the pack, you hit it like that, you throw it from the pack, you throw it from the pack, you throw it from the pack, you hit it like that, like
to drop those chickens in the chat. It's my new song, Chicken Wang.
You can't beat that with a baseball bat. You can't beat that with a baseball bat.
some brand new shit off my album right here. Yo, I want to know one thing. Who watching right now is a gamer? Let me know in the chat. I'm waiting for my Nintendo sponsorship.
Rosé.
I think you guys will like it. is dedicated to all the people working out there, keeping us fed, keeping us safe, keeping us whatever we need to do.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kinda dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You never know if you don't go. You never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold.
My dude.
Woo.
I love that. Leave it to Wookie to end the set on a positive message in the form of song.
Always, brother.
So, Chris, you know, I've been grilling artists all night on just like random fun things, but I'd like to take it up a notch with you because I feel like I know you well enough to pose a question to you after a DJ set and have you answer on your feet. Now, to everyone out there, throughout like the 5 or 6 years that Chris and I have been friends, I really respect this dude because I feel like he ties together DJing and producing in a really effective and unique way. And so I want to ask you, for all of the young producer and DJs out there, usually when you ask another artist about like advice that they give to a DJ or advice that they give to a producer, they tend to answer the question, no, not always, but like sometimes they'll answer the question specific to that side, production, or specific to DJing. Dude, you weave it all together like crazy. WookieLeaks is insane. How would you answer that question thinking about the other question? To DJs / producers out there, how do you all keep everything in mind and start a project?
Oh man, I mean, I would say be true to yourself no matter what. Like, follow your influences. Go back and watch some of the old school DJs like crushing it, and watch what like Four Color Zach is doing right now, and like DJ For Craze, sure. Like yep. They're all over the place. They're almost like open format DJs, but they are like trick DJs. And I would say, yeah, producing is obviously super important, but don't forget about the skill of actually wordplay and DJing, because there's other ways to make a crowd go crazy than just big womps and kicks in your face. Like, you do things in a clever way, and you could trick them. It's your stage. You could do whatever the fuck you want.
Hey, say that one more time. I love that. What did you just say?
It's your stage.
And do whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, yeah.
I will second and third and fourth that so much. Thank you, Wookie, for imparting those awesome words on the youth right now. That's really what it is. And if I have to back anything up right now, be yourself and be confident in whoever that is as an artist when you get up there and you perform and you create, because your fans want to see something genuine. And speaking of genuine, dude, I can't hold it together any longer. I'm